Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Think you're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
That was Alex Robert Holmes with our theme song, Heart-Centered Life. Welcome, everyone, to Heart-Centered Life, the podcast arm of Heart-Centered Programs. And Heart-Centered Programs is all about putting heart back into your life, having purpose, passion, and play. And my name's Ellen Contenti. I am the founder and the host, and I am excited to continue our 12-segment series about the bigger game. I'm a certified bigger game trainer and coach, and I will be leading two upcoming workshops. One is in the Los Angeles area at the Global Truth Center in North Hollywood on April 25th and 26th, and you can register for that one at the Global Truth Center. It's globaltruthcenter.org. And you can save $50 if you register by April 19th, and it's only $150. You can also take it if you're in the New York City area, June 27th and 28th, and you can go to my website, get some more information at heartcenteredprograms.com. Now, let's talk about the bigger game. And as I said, this is segment three of a 12-segment series, and it's based on Rick Tamlin's Bigger Game and his philosophy that life is all made up. And if it's all made up, why not make it one that we want to live? And so last show, we talked about activating our hunger. And today's segment, we're going to kind of piggyback on that and talk about compelling purpose. Now, these are squares that are on the bigger game board. And as I said, the bigger game is a workshop. It's a very experiential two-day workshop, and it's played on an actual living board. And it has nine different squares. And each segment, we're exploring each one of these squares. And so today, we're looking at compelling purpose. And this is the square that you go to after you've identified what you're hungry for. And that's what we talked about on Monday's show. So if you missed that, you can go ahead and listen to the archive on that show. Now, hunger pushes you where compelling purpose pulls you. So when you're hungry for something, it's literally pushing you forward to find what it is that you're hungry for. And when you're standing on the compelling purpose square, it's like it's pulling you to find what your destiny is. I mean, this square literally, for most people, is the first step towards fulfilling your destiny. Now, your compelling purpose can be played out in your career. It could be in your personal life. It can be in your community, your world at large. And it does tend to morph and change over your lifetime. It all depends on where you are in your life right now. So it's very specific to what's going on, not just in your own personal life, but what's going on in the life of others, your family, your friends, you know, or even what's going on in your community and in the world. So there's an example in Rick's book. His book is Play Your Bigger Game by Rick Tamlin, 9 Minutes to Learn a Lifetime to Live. And in the chapter on compelling purpose, he talks about one of his participants who had come to the Bigger Game workshop. And this was a corporate executive who at first didn't seem to really be participating in the workshop, almost seemed kind of apathetic, didn't want to be there. And what Rick discovered during this workshop and actually what the executive revealed was that he was really struggling because his adult son had been a drug addict and had just recently been put into a rehab center, and he was finally getting the help that he needed after all this time. And what had happened with the executive was when he stood on the compelling purpose square, it hit him that his compelling purpose was that he wanted to be able to help other families that were going through what he had gone through, and that a rehab center that was helping his son, he wanted more people to be helped by this kind of program. And so he found his compelling purpose, and it was very overwhelming and powerful for him in that moment. And so one of the things that happens with compelling purpose and also with your hunger is it tends to be focused on one of three attentions, either yourself, others, or the field. And so yourself, obviously, is things that's going on with you. Others, it's people in your world. And then the field is really, what does the world need out there? And then it's really about when something gets our attention. It's usually feeding a hunger that we have within. And so a compelling purpose is very personal. It really is an inside job, right? It moves us from the inside out. And it's not something you can ignore. You just can't deny that compelling purpose. It is so powerful. Now, another story of a compelling purpose is actually by Gary Sinise. And while he's never taken the Bigger Game workshop, and to the best of Rick's knowledge, he's not read his book, Play Your Bigger Game, but he is playing his own bigger game. And his compelling purpose was moved from his character, Lieutenant Dan Taylor, that he played in Forrest Gump. And he was so moved by the character and how other people, veterans, resonated with the character that he was compelled to become an advocate for veterans and and veteran families. And in between doing his movies and all the things that he does professionally, he has a band. It's the Lieutenant Dan Band, and he performs over 30-plus concerts a year for military families. He does fundraisers for soldiers and service-related injuries. He's also the national spokesperson for American Veteran Disabled for Life Memorial. And this was all from this compelling purpose that he found in the character that he played. So his was both personal, others, and field-related. It really satisfied those three hungers. Now, another compelling purpose is Lisa Gibbons. And many people know Lisa from the media. And she has a mother's with Alzheimer's, and she was really struggling with that. And it was through multiple connections that she actually met Rick, or Rick met her, and she wanted to know what the Bigger Game was all about. And when he was explaining it to her and he talked about compelling purpose, a light bulb went off for her. She's like, oh, my God, I have a compelling purpose. I want to help other people whose parents are suffering with Alzheimer's to get the resources that they need. Because she was taking care of her mother and recognized there's really not a lot of retirement homes and places that have the kinds of resources that she needs and her mother needed. So she created a program called Lisa's Place Care Centers. and they're in California, they're in Illinois, they're in Florida. And it was through this that Rick decided to do a bigger game workshop as a fundraiser for her program, which he did. And the people that attended were people from the Alzheimer's Association. They were so moved by the program, by the bigger game, that they felt compelled to bring the bigger game workshop as well to their association. So your bigger game is going to come from any number of places. You are literally going to be pulled and pushed to something that is so personal for you that you just can't not do it. For me, as I shared in our last segment, you know, the hunger for me inside is to really help people live lives that are happier, healthier, and more balanced. That's why I started heart-centered programs. And my hunger is to expand that. And my compelling purpose is, how can I share this message to more people? How can I help more people? And it's through that compelling purpose of, this is what I'm destined to do right now, that led me to doing this segment series on Blog Talk Radio, has led me to do the Bigger Game Workshop in Los Angeles, in New York. I'm also looking at doing it at other places because I feel so compelled to do that. So I want you to be thinking about yourself as well. What are some of the things that you're hungry for? What do you feel compelled to do? And think about those things as we move forward into the next show and the next in the series. So our next show will be Monday, March 30th, 10 o'clock, and we'll explore the fourth square on the board, and that is assessment. And as I said, there are 9 different squares on the board, so we're going to talk about the assessment square. And also, if you want more information about the bigger game itself, you can go to biggergame.com. That is Rick Tamlin's site. You can also find more information on my website, heartcenteredprograms.com. You'll also be able to register for the Bigger Game Workshop here in North Hollywood at the Global Truth Center. That's April 25th and 26th. Early bird discount is through April 19th. And also our June event, which will be in New York City at the Belgium Conference Center, which is Midtown, and that will be June 27th and 28th. You'll also be able to register for that event on my website at heartcenteredprograms.com. So thank you, everyone, today for listening. Spend the rest of your day, the rest of your week living from your heart, living a heart-centered life, and I look forward to talking to you all on Monday.
You're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife, and listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough, need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife, and listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.